The program with rapport has moved along well. We received the requirement from the Chief of Staff of the Army not long ago, and the team here went hard to work to produce the module in Dari, and we were able to get the Dari module for rapport produced ahead of schedule, and it is currently available through all Army Knowledge Online for deploying soldiers.
And so how many people are now currently learning Dari for the Army?
Well, the resident program here at DLI is several hundred strong. The good thing about rapport is that it makes Dari basic language and culture education available to all pre-deploying forces headed to Afghanistan. In fact, it makes it mandatory. And so rather than having to come to DLI to study Dari, soldiers and small unit leaders are able to access it online, spend 6 hours learning the basic language and culture through the module, and deploy from their home station with that knowledge.
Are we talking specifically language skills, or also learning more about culture and mores, things like that?
Both. The rapport module, it contains basic Dari language that a soldier or Marine can be expected to need on the battlefield or dealing with Afghan civilians or military or police forces on the ground, and it includes cultural information that is also relevant to our soldiers and other service members deploying to Afghanistan.
Now, there are several language translation software programs out there, AppTech and so forth. I think that's chaired by Paul Bremer, who, you know, was the ambassador. And what role do those play? Do they, can that play along with people trained through your program as well? Is there a place for both of these types of methodologies for language?
We believe there is. And in fact, we are involved with several companies through the Army to test machine translation devices to help provide feedback as to their capabilities. And we believe there will be a role for them, but we never want to take the human out of the equation. In other words, the machine, certainly as the technology currently exists, are insufficient to the task of translating on the battlefield to an extent that you would want your life to depend on it. So we believe that training soldiers in language and culture continues to be a vital part of the operations in Afghanistan. And at the same time, we are working with the companies developing machine translation devices to help ensure that technology is being evaluated properly so that we know that what its capabilities and limitations are.
Now, we're not talking about a select few or just special teams. We're talking about every single soldier being impacted by this if they're going to be deployed, right?
That's correct. The Chief of Staff of the Army made rapport mandatory for all soldiers deploying to Afghanistan. Recently, we were told that the commander of ISAF, General Petraeus, is considering making it mandatory for all service members, all U.S. service members deploying to Afghanistan, which would be fantastic, and we will work hard to make it available to sailors, Marines, and airmen, as well as soldiers deploying to Afghanistan if that becomes the case.
We're speaking with Colonel Dino Pick, Commandant of the Defense Language Institute and the Foreign Language Center in the Army. And so beyond Dari, what are some of the plans? Let's review that, too, because aren't there a lot of languages in Afghanistan?
There sure are. And we are currently developing a module for Pashto as well as Iraqi, because Iraq obviously continues to be an area where we will have troops in an advise and assist role helping the Iraqi security forces. So Pashto and Iraqi are the next two rapport modules we are working on, and they should be available shortly. After that, in fiscal year 11, we have Persian, Farsi, Urdu, Uzbek, as well as Swahili for emerging African requirements under development.
And we were talking just a moment ago about the cultural aspects of the training besides just the words of the language. Give us an example of the kind of information that's cultural that could aid soldiers encounter, say, with someone in Afghanistan.
Sure. For example, a soldier in Afghanistan could often be required to deal with a local villager while on a patrol. So rapport will contain basic information covering the traditions and religion of the different parts of Afghanistan so that the soldier is at least sensitized to the social aspects of the traditional Afghan culture. And that will help him help him or her avoid making some fairly simple mistakes that could profoundly impact his or her operation.